Identify yourself.
Satire.
Once a living, breathing human being, now a lifeless mass of flesh and bone.
Radio! Suckers never play me!
And it's a good thing.
Because I really have a zany sense of humor.
That's not true. I don't believe you.
That was fucking trippy.
And it's been proved by women just like you and me in doctor-supervised tests.
Dr. Zarkov sends a message back to Earth.
We have balls.
Proven by women in doctor-supervised tests.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, is a message from Dr. Phil.
My mother never told us that he was dying.
Let's be honest here, okay?
All mothers lie to their children.
My mother told me never to talk to
your parents. Teacher, or
people like Miss Diffle here.
I can't make any sense out of this.
I'll tell you a story to show what I mean.
Okay.
As I read the story, you can look
at the bathroom
and listen. And now, let's begin.
There was once a very good little girl who lived alone with
Johnny Mathis.
And they're in for a very noisy surprise.
What is the stench?
Toxic gases and vapors.
Where is this coming from?
A butt.
But you know who's really responsible for this? It's
the President of the United States.
I don't know why he wouldn't release his
parts.
Well, I sure did.
Release the bomb!
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this
giant cloud of gas.
A half hour into then-President Trump's speech, some protesters were already
beaten and put into prison.
I want you all in jail!
There was no bed or chair in the cell.
Just a jar of
this white stuff.
All I could find is this jar of
semen.
Hey, there's some white stuff on the floor.
Yes, I know.
Well, I think I know what happened.
It all came out.
Well, I'd like to know.
What's the number one television show in the whole wide world?
The Kardashians being crucified on live television.
It's very popular.
Hi, I'm Kim Kardashian.
What do you think of that?
Everybody thought it was a great idea.
I have a better idea.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Take a look at
my testicles.
All right. I will.
Not one, but two
testicles. They look like a couple of vegetables.
And between the two of them, they were a pretty tricky pair.
They are sensitive to temperature and humidity.
Both are very important.
And they can be yours now. Look,
here's a very special offer.
Hold them up tight. Real tight.
And together, the two of them
can easily be flattened with the fingers
and then with soap and nut powder.
You can order and receive
my penis
with no added finance charges.
And it's free, too.
That's a $20 value, absolutely free.
Of course I bought it.
Oh, I'm so crazy about nuts. Couldn't get enough of them.
At least you don't have to study the anatomy of
J. Edgar Hoover
like we do.
Examining body parts, including his genitals.
A dehumanizing and humiliating examination.
Which is, of course, real nice for me.
I'm so glad we don't have to dissect them like they did in the old days.
In the presence of the elders.
But I realized that something else was going on then. So I said, Dad, I want you to know that I love you.
His father said,
I hate you, motherfucker.
Here, father and son disagree.
I really love you.
I hope you don't mind.
Being placed inside a coffin.
I don't mind.
I'm a super gorilla.
Tell Mom to get gorilla ointment for you.
Teach the children this habit.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Extremely silly.
Your teacher will be angry.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
However, it is the teacher's duty to enlighten their students on the commonly accepted standards of sexual behavior.
With the King of England.
When the Queen heard this, it made their hearts swell with pride.
But was horrified when the teacher called for someone named Johnny
Mathis
and a small chipmunk named Albert J. Pennywhistle.
Sheep rancher. Roller rink operator.
And President of the United States.
He must be trained to obey.
You will obey my rules.
Okay, I go along with that. Now listen to this.
I don't want to hear it.
If only you could hear
the refreshing scent of
my ass.
I'd sure like to borrow her detergent.
Now you're getting it. Let's see if you can do the next one.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It can be a real pain in the butt.
It also
led to public indecency charges.
What do you think of that?
Listen to what Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor, said. He said,
maybe we could get our towels mixed up.
So, we look forward to hearing from you.
It was terrible! Terrible!
I thought the worst was over. I was mistaken.
We come to another self-defeatist who has chosen to take the easy way out.